Chicago, 2011. A cop is murdered. Police and prosecutors swear they have the trigger man. He swears he didn't do it. How far will each side go to prove they're right?
Like it's just one bombshell after another, you know, where you're like, what?
The story of a PlayStation, a brain-eating amoeba, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Off Duty, out now. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Chicago Public Library has its first ever artist in residence. Alexandra Antoine is an interdisciplinary artist who is working out of Garfield Park's Legler Regional Library. WBEZ's Araceli Gomez-Aldana spoke to Antoine about what it's like to be the first ever artist in residence at a Chicago Public Library.
You were selected from a pool of many, many applicants. And of course, this is the inaugural one. But why do you think you stood out, and why do you think you were chosen to be part of this Artist in Residence program?
You know, one, I do live in the community. So I am like very close to the library in proximity. And then some of my past work that I've done, there's always been a component of my practice that has involved community, whether it's young people or just adults of various ages. There has been that component of my work. So I think that played a big role in it.
And Alexandra, for our listeners who maybe aren't familiar with your work, how would you describe your mediums and what you explore through your art?
Let's see. So you're definitely going to get some culture. You're going to get some Haitian culture because I just got to represent for my people. I'm like, we are proud people. So I have to represent that in painting, in food, things that I do. But my work is very colorful. It's very bright. Usually it also asks you to reflect on things when it comes to writing. And it just, I make people look at different things a different way. So what you will see in my work is you will see culture, you will see color, you will see positivity. You'll see all of that.
During your two-year residency, you're tasked with developing public art projects and art programs involving the Garfield Park community. What are you looking forward to? Do you have anything in mind already?
Yeah, so honestly, coming into it, I intentionally didn't have too much in mind because it is heavy on the community engagement side. It was important, and it still is now. This is one of the number one important things for me, is building relationships with people in the community, of folks who have been doing work here for 20, 30 years, and seeing what they're already doing and how I can either add to that, or if they have ideas like, oh, I'm thinking of doing X, Y, and Z, I could be like, okay, I have this experience. We could develop it into this. But it was very important for me to build relationships first, because also every community in Chicago is not the same. So when I'm tasked with doing community engagement, the way I do that on the south side is not the same as how it's done on the west side. So I think that is very important to keep in mind, making it like a two-way thing so that it also doesn't feel like, okay, we're putting an artist in, she's just going to change things and like she's going to bring stuff. And I'm like, no, I'm actually going to work with everyone and work alongside them to help create these visions.
That's great. And where can people find you? Obviously, you have a physical space, right, that people can go visit you. So tell us about that.
So my studio is in the Legler Library. But if you ever come in and someone's at the front desk, just ask them where the Artist in Residence studio is, and they'll point you in the direction. And we are rolling out some office hours, so I'll be announcing that. But yeah, I'm looking forward to like having people come by. And I tell people, even if you just happen to be in the neighborhood, if you come into the library and you see me, like just knock on the window, like I'll come let you in, say hey, show you around, all that.
Well, it sounds like I want to do that. So I will stand by to when those open hours are so I can go check out the space. But I want to thank you for speaking with us today, and I really enjoyed our conversation.
Yes, thank you for having me. I appreciate this. Gratitude.
That's Alexandra Antoine, Legler Regional Library's new artist in residence, speaking with WBEZ's Araceli Gomez-Aldana. This is WBEZ.